Okay, good afternoon to everybody. You are all warmly welcome to this information opening session of the Theory of Science Internet course. I am Petteri Niemi, the teacher of this course. I work as a postdoctoral researcher in the Methodology Center for Human Sciences and also at the Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy. At the moment, I am very excited and also very happy to be finally able to publish this course. Okay, first a few words about the history of this course. This project started at May 2013, I have basically been making it by myself on top of my other normal work. So it has been quite a job to do this course. But now finally it is finished, perhaps not finished, but at that kind of stage that I can publish it. The goal was to construct an English internet course that can be done fully remotely, and that goal has been reached. The course is targeted mainly to PhD students from all disciplines. I'm not sure how well this really works for all disciplines. I am interested to hear your comments on that. The course is still under development. I will probably add the new sections, perhaps frequently asked questions and collection of links and that kind of stuff. And also I can adjust the contents if you want me to do so. So give me feedback so that I can develop this course further. Here are the contents. Science versus pseudoscience is the first theme. Knowledge, truth, perception, all important concepts to science under determination. And power, also power is an important consideration in science. Concepts and definitions, causality and laws, theories and models. Scientific inference and explaining, measurement and experiment. Meaning and understanding, quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods. Okay, there's a small package on that. Also validity and reliability, and the last theme is the scientific worldview. There's lots of themes included. I hope that there's not too much. The downside is that I cannot go very deep in the case of each theme. But I think the coverage of this course is quite good. These are important topics for every researcher. Yeah, the goals. The PhD students should, after they have done this course, should master the key concepts of theory of science, conceive the main features of central approaches to philosophy of science, understand profoundly the specific features of scientific conduct, and they should be able to apply them in their own work. And also they should recognize the special theory of science questions of their own field, and they should be able to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of typical answers. And they should understand the differences between various branches of science and respect them. One of my most important goals has been kind of get you to familiarize yourself with different kinds of branches of science. So that kind of you have lots of, I hope that you gain lots of general knowledge about science when you do this course. And I want to increase tolerance among the various disciplines, scientific disciplines. Okay, what kind of materials you can find from the web pages of the course. First, there are videos. Most of them have been done by using a fairly simple technique. Perhaps I can just show it to you. In PowerPoint, there is this possibility that you can record slideshow. You can basically record your voice on top of the slides. Okay, that's easy and pretty simple, but the downside is that if you make that kind of videos, just that kind of videos, the results are going to be boring in the long run. So there needs to be something else too. And there are pressy presentations. Some of them I have included in the videos. I have recorded them and included them in the videos. But others are embedded to the web pages. Perhaps I should show you how they can be used. By the way, here is how the course looks like. For instance, in this chapter, there are embedded prezi presentations. In order to see them, you have to allow the browser show all content. Click there. In other browsers, you have to click a bit different locations. So they are different. Here are videos. And here is an example of prezi presentation. Okay, you can just explore them back and forth like this. It's pretty simple. So there are videos and embedded press presentations. There's also one kind of a flash animation or activity. There you have to connect right words there on the left side to the definitions or characterizations on the right side. This task requires that you have the flash add-on in your browser. But if you haven't, that's not a problem because there is also traditional paper and pen version of this exercise. There are also lots of links to all kinds of resources. There are videos, internet articles, PDF files, and such things. Hope they all still work. Okay, the course is composed of those kinds of materials. How do you do it? Well, as I said, the course has its own web pages. They are located under the pages of the Methodology Center. They are officially open today. And they will be open throughout the academic year. So basically you can do this course whenever you want, which is not the same thing that I would read those portfolios you sent back to me whenever you want. During summer, I most probably want to have a break. Summer is dedicated for research for me. So you can do this course during June, July, but I most probably won't be reading those portfolios you sent back to me. Okay, you need the path key to get to those web pages. I'll explain more a bit later. And so far there are no restrictions to the amount of users. I don't really know what happens when 100 people goes to these web pages and tries to watch the videos. I asked from one IT support person about this issue, and he said to me that, well, we just have to wait and see what happens. So we react if they become stuffy or something like that. This is the basic formula to get 3 credit points. Register for the course in Korppi. Contact the lecturer, Petteri Niemi. That's me, via email, to get the link and a path key to the course web pages and to negotiate a schedule for your completion. I have the experience that it's always good to negotiate some kind of schedule. Otherwise, time just goes on and you don't return the portfolio to me. So it's good to have a clear schedule. The basic procedure is very simple. Watch all the videos, do the relevant assignments, fill in the portfolio and return it to me as an email attachment. So you are supposed to for instance, as in here, you start from the beginning. First was that video, and then check this link, and then that video, and so on. Do in that order that you find them from the web page, do all, check all those things. And among those things, there are portfolio assignments explained to you. And when you get assignment, you are supposed to do it. This is pretty simple. Here's the portfolio, a picture of it. The questions that you are supposed to answer, I think there were 9 altogether. They are related to the contents of the materials, but also to your own, to the contexts of your own research. So this is how you complete the course. Fill in the portfolio, do the assignments given in them, send it back to me. Okay, this is the basic procedure that will be used in the future, starting from tomorrow. But at the moment, I think there are 140 students who want to do this course, so it wouldn't make sense for me to answer individually to each of you. So I have decided that I will send the path key and the link in a joint email. I will send the same email for all who have at the moment registered in the Korppi. So if you are at the moment registered in the Korppi for this course, and then you don't need to send email to me, because I will send an email to you. I also suggest a schedule for you. Okay, this is how it is done in the future, but this time, because we're talking about kind of initial rush here, I will send a collective or joint email where I give the path key and the link to the web page. To get 5 credit points and or to get kind of personal feedback, do all the things that things required for 3 credit points, and also you are supposed to have a presentation in the workshop in spring. There's one day reserved for that, but if plenty of students want to have a presentation there, nothing prevents me from reserving other days too. Perhaps 2 days are needed or 3. So in the end, I decided that I won't put any limitations to the workshop either. All who want to have a presentation there can have a presentation there. But you need to contact me and book a time from the workshop, and also I will then give you via email further instructions. Yeah.
I'm going to be here in May. I will be abroad for a research visit, so
How long are you going to be on the visit? Yeah. One possibility is that I give you another kind of extra assignment. That's one possibility if you really need 5 credit points. Another is that we try to organize some kind of video presentation, a remote presentation or something like that.
I will contact you about that.
Yeah, okay. Any questions related to these practicalities?
For the presentation, do we have to present our own area of work, or it has to be related to the theory of science?
I encourage you to have a presentation that has to do with your own research project that deals with special questions that are important from its viewpoint. Although I don't, if somebody wants, let's say that somebody of you gets interested in some special question, of course he or she can have a presentation about that, even if that doesn't have anything to do with his or her PhD project. But this is kind of a good occasion for you to give personal feedback on your PhD projects, to the questions, theory of science questions that are specific to it. I cannot comment, of course, all possible projects, but there is also the audience. Perhaps they can comment and help you, and I can comment many issues, let's put it that way. Yeah. Okay, is the procedure clear to you? You know what to do. I think that many of you are also interested about the research ethics course provided by the Methodology Center. It is under construction, but it is done at the national level in cooperation with several universities. TENK, that is the Finnish Advisory Board on Research Integrity, coordinates this construction work, and the University of Tampere implements the course. The head of the organizing group is Markku Ihonen from Tampere. Henrika Klagerbjörn and I are also in that group. So I will be taking part to that construction work too. According to the initial plan, it will take about half a year to finish that course. But my suspicion is that schedule might be a bit optimistic. I personally don't promise anything about that. When will it be finished? But that kind of course is going to be available for you in the future too. Any questions related to that? Of course, I will be having the normal lectures on research ethics on September, and probably also in the summer school that the Methodology Center will organize, there will be some topics related to research ethics too. Okay, any more questions? If not, we will close this session and I will send you all an email where I give you the link to this web page and also the path key, and then you can start the course. And let's see what happens then. Hope you enjoy the course and learn a lot from it. Thank you very much.